This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome in. Second hour of the show. If you missed anything, go back, hit Podcast Arena or ESPN975.com. Hit the show title. Check out the hour you missed. We talked a lot of football in the first hour and had some fun with Yanni and drinking and things. So you don't want to miss any of that. Catch up on what you missed. We did mention we have a full board, though. You guys got kind of going on this whole Texas
phone balls,
Cowboys
not phone calls,
football
phone
thing.
Balls. Phone, we got a bunch of phone balls on them.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break and then get to these phone balls board because it's full.
Yes. All right, now we can get to the phone balls.
Look how excited he got. He's like, ha, ha, ha.
Phone balls? That's a good one. Come on. Phone balls.
Phone balls.
Let me get these phone balls out of your mouth so that we can
get
them back
into
the caller.
That's not the best one he's ever said.
Phone balls.
I'm not laughing at it as much as I'm laughing at you, how tickled
you
are. You
had a lot of fun with that.
You got really tickled. I can hear you in the background. You're like, ah, ha, 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 ha. You're clapping.
You did like a little shimmer shake and okay. I got some foam balls for you.
Oh my gosh, that was
Clarence
funny.
Has been waiting the longest. Yes. He wants to talk Texans. Let's get him in right away. Clarence, what's up?
Let's get his foam ball in here.
What up, guys?
Foam balls
nice
to you,
to
Clarence.
Be on the phone ball.
Yep.
What's up, Clarence?
First off, let's go ahead and get this out the way. Bill O'Brien should be lucky that they won that game. Because of Frank Wright. He should be lucky as all hell. Because the stupid okay, I don't pay attention to the Texans as much as you guys do, obviously. But when I did, I finally saw what y'all mean by the timeout. You have a full minute left in the fourth quarter. The Colts are about to kick those field goal when y'all can stop them. And y'all let the time tick down to like 20-something seconds. You had two timeouts in your pocket and you didn't even call them. That's idiotic. You got bailed out because of that call, which, by the way, I don't think it was a stupid call going for it. The Colts were passing up and down the field on the Texans. They got 450 plus passing yards on the Texans cornerback. You know what? I would have went for it too. I believe my guy was better than your guy. In that case, y'all, it wasn't, but I don't think where it was, it probably was stupid, but half of me saying it was, and half of me saying it wasn't, guys.
Clarence, are you in a stall or at the urinal?
I am in a private meeting room where it's echoing.
Because it sounds like you're in the bathroom. It is echoing like crazy. You make some valid points. Look, I mean, for all that we talked about leading in, Barry, too, the other thing was Luck looked pretty good. You know, he had some deep arm
they
strength.
Even
he wasn't dinking and dunking.
They didn't let him throw the dink ball.
Yeah.
So, good
so
for him.
You know, and, you know, obviously after the game, T.Y. Hilton said that was a ball on fourth down that was made for me. I really felt bad about the fact that I wasn't out there because I felt like we were moving the football. So you felt like the Colts had full confidence in what they were doing from a passing perspective, like Clarence said. I think the one thing that's the biggest difference is Frank Reich, offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles, you don't have the same weapons that you had in Philly. So that, you know, as much as I love your, you know, your vigor and your enthusiasm for going for it on fourth down, I was shocked by the decision simply because I just thought that it was not the right time.
Yeah, and it's just not a good offensive line. They're going to get Andrew Luck killed, similar to how they're going to get Deshaun Watts. I mean, J.J. Watt just abused the right guard. What's his name? All day. Just abused him.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Watt, Clowney, they were all over the place. So, you know, from it. But again, Nick makes a good point. First half, Indy found a way to run the ball, too. So,
I mean, they had 41 yards rushing. I'm not going to go on and
I'm
say that
first
Indy
half.
Found a.
First half.
I mean, that would be good for a first half, but that was for the game. They
and
ran.
A part of it, too, Andrew Luck, when the rush was coming and the pressure was coming, for whatever reason, Hines was like a bailout guy in a lot of those plays. Like, he was just like a quick pass. He was like, you know,
yeah,
12, 15 feet away from him, and he figured
checked
that's
down. Yeah.
And it was like a bailout pass in a lot of them. So I don't know if that was a part of the reason why he was able to get some momentum, but it's, you know, small note.
Okay, so let's get to a couple more of these calls, and then I have something that I want to bring up as far as attendance goes for baseball, basketball, and football here in this town. Super. Who's been holding the longest? T wants to talk Bill O'Brien.
Hey, guys. Can y'all hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
How you doing? When Tyrann Mathews gave the game ball to Bill O'Brien, it was for his son, not for him.
Oh, really?
I don't know why. But yeah, he was like, hey, coach, this is for your son. Oh, now, wow. I don't know why he did it, but that's why he did it.
Okay.
But as far as the Frank Wright thing goes, the national media's job is to say anything you do is bad. Had he played for the Tide, they would have said Frank Wright was weak for playing for the Tide. What bothers me is that all those players, anybody who's competitive, wants to win. If you have a garbage team, they're ready to try to go for the win and not win, then go for a tie, especially if they're getting a paycheck. So for these players to say, oh, I'm surprised we went for the tie, they've been on terrible teams, they're lying, because had he went for the tie, they would have checked out in the season. I really believe that Andrew Luck and his players is right. Going for the win means that, okay, coach, you're still invested, so we're getting invested. But the media, people who didn't play, or people whose job is to say everything you do is bad. Had Bill O'Brien went for it, Houston would have ate him apart, because Houston hates Bill O'Brien, which is why it's so embarrassing seeing y'all have an owner like McNair. Bill O'Brien shouldn't be in there. But Frank Wright going for a tie with a terrible team, I think that was the right call, because he had nothing to lose other than hearing a bunch of media heads say how bad his team is. And I'm going to let you guys go ahead and address that.
All right. Appreciate the call, T.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got a valid point.
I mean, I said it earlier. I just think if the role's reversed and that's Bill O'Brien, it's just the people just would want his head on a platter. They would go absolutely nuts. But I also understand what he's saying from the perspective of a locker room. You know, there's already been two ties, as I mentioned, in the NFL, and people hate them.
How much time was left? Again, I forget.
Oh, it was, I want to say, under 3 minutes, wasn't it?
Was it even under 3 minutes? I want to say there was like a minute.
Yeah, it was left. Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of time left. Yeah, it definitely was under three, but it might have been under one. Yeah, it might have been like 51 seconds.
I'm going to go back and watch the end of the game again tonight.
Just hurry up and get to the phone balls.
Okay. Andy wants to talk Texans versus Cowboys. Andy, what's up?
Hey, guys. Yes, thank you for taking my phone call. I just wanted to add some perspective to what you were talking about earlier about the rivalry between the Texans and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
It is definitely a bigger rivalry for Texans fans than it is Cowboys fans. I'm a Cowboys fan embedded here in Beaumont because I grew up in the Dallas area about 10 miles from where they play their home games. And I went to the last game that these two played in the regular season when it was up in Arlington. And my wife, who's a Texans fan, was in her J.J. Watt jersey, and I was in my Tony Romo shirt. And Cowboys fans remember how the Texans fans filled that stadium. I mean, it was easily at least half full of Texans fans. And, and they were loud and crazy through the entire game until the Cowboys won it in overtime. And we kind of remember that. So we want to kind of return the favor and be there Sunday night in full. Whether it's going to happen, I don't know. I personally can't go to the game. I wish I could. But we remember that. And the game is definitely bigger for Texans fans and Cowboys fans. It's still a big deal for Cowboys fans because we want to win and shut up the Texans fans and the Cowboys haters.
Sure.
Because we know if the Texans beat them, we're going to hear it endlessly for a while. So
that makes sense.
But it's still a big deal for us, but it's a bigger deal for Texans fans, I believe.
All right. Appreciate it, man. There you go.
Yep,
from
call.
The mouth of a Cowboys fan. Antonio, we see you. We got to get to this break. We'll get to you and Mike and Todd as well. Hang in there. I know we have time for this. Or no, we don't. All right, we can do it after. We talked about attendance and the football town aspect and why all the others. So I've got basically the percentages that the teams sell out, and I think it'll surprise you when I read these and where they fall amongst their respective teams,
okay,
or the other teams in each sport.
All right, we're just getting started. Hour number 2, 3-hour show. It's the usual suspects. Don't go anywhere. Much more right around the corner, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, talking a little football, talking Texans, talking Cowboys, big game coming up Sunday. Well, to some of you, it's a big game. Attendance and otherwise, as we continue to roll, some of you guys couldn't hold. We appreciate you calling us and realize that with a full board, it's tough to get you all, but we do appreciate you listening and trying to partake. With that being said, Antonio has been holding. We want to get to Antonio right away. He's a Cowboys fan as well. Antonio, what's up?
Hey, Joel, Barry, Nick, how y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
What up, man?
All right, doing good. I called a month or so ago when Jerry Rocha was guest hosting, and I was been waiting for this week, you know, because it's pretty big. But my main reason to call was, like, I have yet to find a Texans fan to really explain why they feel so much hatred for us. Now, like I said, as a Texans fan, oh, I would believe a Texans fan, your hate should be directed towards Colts, Jags, Titans, and of course, you know, Brady and all them, because that's usually where the AFC route goes to. As a Cowboys fan, my hate should be towards Eagles, Redskins, Giants, and as much as I hate to admit this, Joel, your Packers and Aaron Rodgers, but it is what it is.
Yep.
But, I mean, the Texans just feel like the Cowboys are the reason why they're not doing well. I mean, like, I got family members, I got friends, and all their hate is directed towards, you know, the Cowboys. Now, since the Texans have been in the league, pretty much the Cowboys or the Texans haven't done anything to light up or make Texas football proud. But definitely, like the caller said before, this rivalry is pretty much one-sided, because I know a lot of Dallas fans just look at it as another game. But to the Texans, because it's every 4 years, this is their Texas Olympics. This is their Texas World Cup. Because they just hate the Cowboys for no reason. So, I mean, I can't get the hate, and I don't see why.
Hey, appreciate the call, Antonio. That's kind of what I thought. I mean, I feel like, you know, I would love for a Texans fan that hates the Cowboys to call and give the legitimate reason why. Like, oh, I hate the Cowboys because you remember that game? Do you remember? There's, like, really no legitimate reason that you could have as a fan of the Texans to hate the Cowboys. Now, if you grew up an Oilers fan and hated the Cowboys like I did, maybe that would be it. But there's no, as a Texans fan, I can't think of any.
I mean, I'm with you in the fact that we've talked about this several other times, and it does seem to be one-sided. But I think from a Houston fan base perspective, there's always that built-in rivalry with Dallas, no matter what. The Cowboys were the Patriots before the Patriots in a lot of ways. So you either love them or you hate them. And at the time, you even said, you know, because the state is so big on football, there's a pretty good chance that in any of the cities in Texas, you're going to have Oilers fans, Cowboys fans. And so that's a built-in rivalry as well. And then when you reestablish, you lose the Oilers, you reestablish with a new franchise, the greatest way to put your name on the map is to go after number one in the state. And that's the Cowboys, because obviously the Oilers moved on to Tennessee. And I think that winning the first game in the history of the franchise on national TV, when you were supposed to be an expansion team that sucks and you beat the Cowboys, that just from a Houston perspective gave them the bravado to say, yeah, I mean, you know, we're here and we're going to take the state, whatever. I totally get it from a Cowboys perspective, because Antonio's right. You should be worried about the best team in your conference and your division.
Yeah, it makes sense to hate if you're an Astros fan. It makes sense to hate the Rangers. They're sure in your division when Harvey happened, and then there was the whole, no, you can't play here. Mm-hmm. That's why you hate the Rangers. Playoff implications in the series, and you know, guys hitting guys and all that stuff. Well, that's a reason to hate the Rangers
and getting your ass kicked for several years.
The Rockets and Mavs have a reason to hate each other. Mm-hmm. The Texans and the Cowboys don't.
I mean, I think a lot of it, and we've talked about this before, it could also be the recognition factor that we've talked about, and how some Houstonians are a bit bitter, including myself, that perhaps Dallas gets more recognition from a national standpoint, and we're not just talking sports. No, general.
Just a city.
When you're in New York and you think of the first city in Texas, normally you would think Dallas above Houston. Mm. It's just natural. I mean, you ask anybody, California, people from California would probably remember Dallas before Houston. And I think that recognition in itself, outside of sports too, kind of just makes Houstonians bitter. And I probably made some people mad by saying that, but I do think it's true.
Well, and Houstonians don't want to be the doormat to anybody. On that same front, the Rangers kicked their ass for years, and the fans talked about it. And Dallas fans have a little bit more arrogance when they're winning because they're still talking about championships and titles and being America's team when they haven't won anything in 20-some-odd years. And I know I'm going to piss some people off there, but I'm just being real. The biggest argument that people have when they start bringing up America's team and talking about the history and the dynasty and everything that is the Cowboys, that was 20-some-odd years ago.
Yeah.
Zach, if Cowboys fan calls in and says they're going to show up in full force but then says, I can't make it, what a jump. That's a good point. All right, real quick on these attendance figures that we talked about. Yeah, I see. It's a full board.
Yeah, yeah.
But real quick, when we talked about the fact that this is a baseball town and a basketball town and not necessarily a football town, when you look at percentages of tickets sold, so in other words, a sellout being 100%, the Texans are 10th in the NFL at 99.8%. They pretty much are close to selling out every single game. They're 10th in the NFL. In baseball, the Astros are 5th in Major League Baseball in attendance and selling 89.8% of their tickets.
Just for this last year?
In 2018. 89.8%.
It's a whole lot of replica rings.
There are four teams. Yeah. There are four teams that have a better attendance record based on percentage. St. Louis, Boston, Chicago, and San Francisco. Houston has a better attendance percentage than the New York Yankees do. This is a baseball town. It can be a football town and a baseball town, but this is a baseball town right now, and it's all cyclical.
Was it a caller that said it? Because it's completely true, and I don't want to say that they're bandwagoners or front runners, but the fact of the matter is, it's about winning. There's no doubt about it, and because the Astros are the hottest team that's won the last title, that's why people are all over it.
And just for posterity, the Rockets are 13th, but sell 99.2%.
Yeah, let me tell you about that.
So again, do the people go? Not necessarily, but the tickets are sold and so forth. That's why, I mean, I think that's the case for all three. But again, we bitch about this being a commuter town and people don't show up early either for Rockets games and whatnot. But by percentages sold, all three teams are pretty much almost at 100%. So
there's some number fudging along the way, 100%
in terms
too,
of capacity sold, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the number of tickets you would... With that all said, you would make the argument that more tickets are being sold at
it's a bigger
football
arena.
Games.
It's a bigger arena, though.
Yeah, so, but more people are attending a football game than and even with all that said,
well,
more people are attending.
Look, fellas,
is it safe to say that?
It's safe to say.
Is it safe to say more people are going to a football game than a baseball game than a Rockets game?
Well, again, Barry's point is it's a bigger venue.
You talking about home games?
On the
number
weekends.
Of tickets and people attending.
No. Baseball blows football out of the water. It's not even close.
Not percentages, number of tickets.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Astros this year sold almost 3 million. 2,980,549 tickets. Last year, the Texans, 574,000. Again, you can't, when you talk about numbers.
According to who?
According to ESPN,
but I mean, okay. You guys
their
have
attendance
to realize
records, they were 11th in the league in attendance and tickets sold for home games and 574,197 tickets sold. That's why I'm telling you, you can't look at it based on number of tickets because it's only eight games.
Yeah, it's eight versus games versus 81.
And a capacity in a stadium that'll hold 30-something thousand people, if you just do simple math and they're selling 99% of the tickets
right.
in both stadiums.
Right. And then you also consider the fact that these tickets are incredibly more expensive, right? In a football game, naturally.
Yeah.
Okay. The fact that people are willing to pay that much more for a ticket, I think that says a lot.
All right,
but
to your point again, football is third as number of tickets sold. The Rockets over 700,000 tickets sold. So it's again, you have to look at like percentages, like how much are they selling out or are they getting close? Football is always going to be damn near a sellout, but that's because it supply and demand. There's only eight home games. You're not going to sell out every Rockets game on a Tuesday,
but also
when they're playing
from a
Sacramento.
Value standpoint, from a value standpoint, though, football is big, too, because of the fact that only eight games, it's on a weekend, so you don't have work
right.
to get into play, and
well,
you tailgate.
Sunday afternoon.
Well, but you can tailgate, and you can make it a full-day experience, and you can get there hours early and stay after, and it's a socializing thing as much. Look, I've never seen anything like the club level at Texans games. Whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, a lot of people go just for the atmosphere in those star bars and the clubs. and they hang out there, and that's why they're not in their seats either, because they're there for the socializing as much as they are the football. It's an event. Whereas Rockets games and Astros games, we know, with kids and families and school and school nights and traffic and every, for whatever we've all heard before when we talked about this, it's a whole different, it's not an event. It's a ticket to a game that they got to try and rush to get to.
And just for as far as where they rank, Astros rank 8th in Major League Baseball in total attendance, which would be the highest ranking among the three. The Texans are 11th in the NFL.
But you know, that doesn't describe the culture and the of
Rockets
a city.
And the Rockets are 16th.
But that also doesn't describe a culture of a city. It doesn't tell you what people are really proud of the most in this town. It just doesn't. It just doesn't. I mean, you think
the people are proud of a 9-7 team?
I think people are more proud of football in this town than baseball. Yeah, I do.
Not right now, Nick. I disagree right now. Because I think they'd rather watch football.
I think they'd rather watch football than baseball 9 times.
See, I think overall it can still be a football town when you factor in colleges and loyalties and things like that. But I think overall baseball has taken over simply because they've won. They won it all. And so Houston loves that winning feeling. And because of the way they won it after the hurricane, Houston strong. It made a huge dent in this community.
When did the Oilers leave? Was it 90?
I was already living here, so it was in the like 96.
I was gonna say 95. I don't know.
98 was... maybe. In that area.
Yeah, they left in 96.
Okay.
Think about this. That was 2 years or a year after the Rockets won their second championship. So again, it shows you, if this was a football town, why the hell did this town not even keep the Oilers? They left. This was a basketball town at the time because it was the first championship, legitimate championship that this town had with the Rockets. So at the time, it was a basketball town. Everyone loved the Rockets. Bud Adams was like, I want a stadium. Nah.
Well, they hated Bud Adams. They didn't hate football.
They also didn't want to pay for the stadium. But if it's such a football town, then the voters would have voted without question.
No, I disagree with that. They made a stance on Bud Adams, not about football.
I think it was both.
I mean, I just look.
They didn't want to pay for a new stadium.
We can bring up numbers. We can agree to disagree. I just feel like growing up as a Houstonian, and I know, Barry, you're a Houstonian too, I've always felt like the love for football always excelled over any other sport, even over the Astros.
As an outsider, I agree with that.
But that's just my personal belief. Now, you can bring up numbers, and they're pretty legit.
And your stupid facts.
No, Barry, you know what, though? I would say this.
That's fine. They're legit. They're legit. I have no problem with everything that he said, but I'm just saying, the feel, you feel the city, like, I can't tell you the feel of any other city because I didn't grow up there. I've been here 35 years, and I'm just telling you, there's football in people's veins. That's just how I feel. And I grew up in a city, and I like basketball more. I grew up as a kid as a basketball like fan, but I knew so many people around me love football. But that's just my personal belief.
I can tell you like a couple things. One, in terms of what you're saying, Nick, you're not alone in Texas. The Packers are it in Wisconsin. And the Bucks are 4th. Basketball is 4th. It's Badgers, actually. It's Packers, Brewers, Badgers, and then Bucks. Football is king. And like I said, I endured 20-some losing seasons growing up, but football was still king. But here, I always have considered it a football town. And I think that, Barry, the one thing that I would say to my point on the Bud Adams thing is, if Tillman or when Bob McNair first brought the team back, when he got that expansion team here, he was a hero because he got football back in Houston. So not Bob McNair now per se, but if Bob McNair was the owner then trying to get the new stadium, I think it would have been a different vote. I think that it would have gotten passed. I think that was all about spiting Bud Adams.
Yeah, there's truth to that.
All right. Well, we got a full board. So we're going to try and roll through these. We've still got plenty of other things to get to as well. But we do appreciate you guys showing the passion and showing up. So you guys don't hang up during the break. We're going to get to you as soon as we get back. So that means Chris, Victor, Mike, Josh.
Mike, Rick, and the rest Richard, of
you.
Eric.
Yeah, hang tight. And we'll get to you with a whole lot more on this discussion. It's been good. So we're approaching the halfway point. Before we go to break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff was joining us in studio last week, had a great time. But more important than anything else, he was telling you about how great it is to be a customer of Infuse Energy and how their only focus is to help you guys get the best plan for whether it be your business or your family at the best rates possible and never try to screw you over or pull the wool over your eyes. It's just the way they do business. Right from the start, you're going to get a human human being on the phone, not those automated systems that the big companies use. And they're going to walk you through and ask you as many questions as you ask them, because they want to find out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and how they can help you with the most effective energy program that they can provide. It starts with a phone call, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. You can also log on to infuseenergy.com, but either way, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. They're going to take extra good care of you and give you a $25 bill credit if you agree to go with them. And they're going to make sure that they are honest with you 100% of the time. Sometimes that means not very often, but there could be a business that gives you a better rate than they can offer, and they're going to tell you that because they want to be a trusted friend and someone that you can depend on and you can go to in a time of need and know that they're always going to have your back. It may not be this time, but down the road, you'll remember the fact that they were honest enough to tell you that there's another company out there that had a better rate, and maybe that'll bring you back to them at some point because they are trusted. They're affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that always has your back, and they are Houston-based and owned and operated with Houstonians in mind. Keep them in mind anytime you need energy, and check if your energy contract is expiring, and make sure you consider Infuse Energy before you go anywhere else, because it's time for you people to realize what I realized a long time ago and infuse energy into your life. Sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel, and a fighter. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. If you want to play fantasy football but don't want to get locked down for the whole season, then play with us. Just log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, a couple of weeks. If you think you have it all figured out, you can play for the whole season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a $50 gift card to Hotels.com. A $50 gift card to Hotels.com. And as Captain Obvious says, nothing says Hotels.com lets you do you like this quote that says Hotels.com lets you do you.
Thanks, Captain.
That was all right there.
Sounded like you had foam balls in your mouth.
I was doing fine, and then I was like, well, this doesn't make foam sense.
You
just do what you can do, trying to be the best teammate I can be. All right, let's get to these calls, right, man. Harder. We got an order of
just
longest
top
wait.
To
no, we're going to go order of longest wait. That wouldn't be fair. So okay. Mike wants to talk Texans versus Cowboys. It's the second Mike on the board.
All right, cool.
The second Mike. Mike, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, as far as the rivalry goes, I'm a Texans fan. I live in San Antonio, which is a huge Cowboys fan base. Not many Texans fans out this way.
Yep.
And it's really more the fans themselves than the hatred for the Cowboys. It's just those obnoxious Cowboys fans that you see in every sports bar. And all they want to do is bring up those championships from the 90s and things like that. It's just, that's what you just really want to shut them up more than anything. And the guys that call in, you know, that say, oh, it's only a rivalry for the, they're the same guys that are going to be in the bar spouting off the same stuff when it comes down to it. And that's really all it is. It's the fan base more than a hatred for the actual team itself.
There you go. Appreciate it, Mike.
I am here to attest. There is an arrogance level in a lot of Cowboys fans that I have experienced firsthand over the years.
All right, Chris, you're up. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. I was going to actually say the same exact thing as far as it pertains to why Texans fans don't like the Cowboys. It has nothing to do with the actual team. Yeah, we have rivalries with, you know, the Colts. You know, who kicked our butts for years with Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
But it has everything to do with the fans. These fans, like, all they want to do is talk about championships that they never actually witnessed being won. And, of course, you know, half the time, ever since Jerry Jones has been there, they've been an 8-18. So what are you really rooting about, you know? And granted, you know, the Texans haven't been worth anything but 9-7, 8-8 for most of our years. But, I think it has everything to do with the fans. So anytime a Texans fan has the opportunity to hate on the Cowboys, then we're going to take that.
Chris, no, we appreciate it. Let's just be clear, Chris. There was a year, I think 2 years ago, they were like 14-2, and the Packers sent them home. So I just want to make sure that's clear.
Hey, Victor, you're up next, buddy. What's up?
Well, all those dudes just like basically just stole my thunder, man. It's the same thing, dude. It's the belligerent Cowboys fan. You want to really get them riled up, you know what I mean? Like, just tell them that, hey, guess what? Dez didn't catch that ball. They're like the dude that peaked in high school. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't let you forget it either. Like, oh, we get it. You're all, you know, county backup. But, you know, womp womp. There it goes. They stole my thunder, so I lost it all.
I appreciate it, Victor. Rick, you've been holding a while. Rick, what's up?
Rick. And Rick, hey, if guys. You have the exact same take, just let us know.
Yeah.
Rick, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, guys. I grew up a diehard Vikings fan. Okay, you know how that's turned out. We've lost every Super Bowl we've been in. And 1975, when I was 9 years old, we were playing the Cowboys in the playoffs. You guys probably weren't even born yet, but remember that?
Well, Joe and I were definitely.
I certainly wasn't. No way.
No? No. Roger Staubach threw that 50-yard touchdown pass to Drew Pearson, who pushed Nate Wright, the cornerback, out of his way, caught the ball, and backed up into the end zone, and they won the game with like 1 minute left, I think. That was the best Vikings team ever. That was the year that we were going to really win the Super Bowl, and the Cowboys prevented it, and I've just hated them ever since then.
Okay.
All right.
Is that a good, valid reason?
That's a great reason to hate the Cowboys.
That's what a real rivalry is all about.
Yeah, but that's you're a Vikings fan and not a Texan, so appreciate it.
I would argue, by the way, the best Vikings fan was the Randy Moss team. Best team of all time was that Randy Moss Culpepper team that was 15-1, and thanks to a field goal kicker, they lost.
Yeah.
That was pretty damn good team.
That's a good call in there. All right, Richard, we got time for one more in this segment. Richard, what's up?
Hi. Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I kind of got a slightly different take, but it is kind of the fans. I mean, like when I was a kid, I used to root for the Oilers with my dad, and then the Oilers moved away and kind of left us with no football, except for all these arrogant Cowboys fans hanging around. And then the Texans come back, and I was skeptical when they came back, you know, but they beat the Cowboys, like game one. And that just like did it for me, you know? Like, I had my revenge, and I've been ride or die since then, you know?
There you go.
No, good stuff.
Cool, man. Appreciate it, Richard. All right, Mark, Mike, Josh, OU Mike, and Eric, we see you. We will get to you, I promise, on the other side. We've got to get to this break, though.
Hey, guys, I want to talk to you after the break.
What?
Hey, guys, I want to talk to you after the break.
Clarence?
No.
Who? OU Mike?
No, bottom of the board.
Oh, Eric.
I'm betting.
Eric wants to talk Oilers. That'll be interesting. We'll see how that goes.
Hold your phone balls. We're coming back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, almost done with hour number two of the three-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects on a Monday, fun day right here on ESPN 97.5. And no sports mappers today because baseball is being played in game 163.
But don't you dare turn that dial. We'll keep you updated.
We can keep you
updated. Milwaukee's up 3-1. Yep. You don't need to go anywhere. No, no one listens to baseball on the radio. What a stupid idea.
The Astros are world champions!
Was that your...
That was my try at your very Ford. Good Robert Ford, yeah.
That sounded like you were like contemplating suicide mid-call.
I hit myself in the phone balls I did that call.
All right, let's get to these calls. Holding the longest is Ah, jeez. Eric.
It doesn't matter.
Eric's been home the longest. Eric, what's up? Wants to talk Oilers.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, guys. I'm a Cowboys fan, but I enjoyed watching the Oilers play in the late 80s, early 90s, run and shoot. And I think that team was just more exciting, and they had a better logo and better colors, and they never should have moved. And if you want to know any information about Cowboys, just ask a Texans fan. They know everything about it. Thanks.
Oh, nice. Nice little there shot right there.
There he was, but he actually brought
nice
it today.
Nice little shot right there, Eric. I like it. Look at you. All right, up next, Mike has been holding a while. Mike wants to talk Texans Cowboys. What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Mike.
Let's go. Mike.
Oh, my God, Mike. Just pick up the phone. You've been waiting 20.
Oh, man. Barry, you want to hear yourself talk?
Mike, sorry, bud. You had your shot. All right, Josh, been holding a while. Josh has a comment about Houston being a baseball town. What's up, Josh?
Hey, so I actually, I forgot whoever said they lived in Houston for 35 years.
Nick,
me.
But I lived in Pittsburgh for 2 years, and that's a football town. I mean, no matter who you talk to, they know the intricate, like everything that's happening with the Steelers. It's all about it. And I just lived here not too long ago, and it's not like that with the Texans. It's like that with the Astros, though. Everybody you talk to knows about everything that's going on with the Astros, and I really don't talk to a lot of sports people. I'm a big sports fan myself, but most people I talk to don't know sports, but they know all about the Astros, and they don't know anything about the Texans. So I would definitely say Houston's a baseball town.
There you go,
thanks,
Josh.
For taking my call.
Appreciate it, bud.
Yeah, but there's a fair comparison.
No, buts. You lose.
There's a fair Pittsburgh. First of all, there's absolutely nothing to do to Pittsburgh. What is there to do in Pittsburgh?
Make steel.
Nothing.
Make steel.
Not a damn
and steal
thing.
Your gal.
So of course Pittsburgh is a football town. All right, there's options.
There's the Pirates. There's the
Pirates blow. All right, no one cares about the Pirates.
It's a blue collar town, Nick.
Who cares?
Have you ever
been to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, no. You know why? Because there's absolutely nothing to do there.
I was surprised. I thought it was actually kind of a decent looking city.
It has rebounded there,
like,
well.
Half of the city's on the side of a river. Like when I drove through, and
yeah,
I was pretty impressed.
So if you had, so you would take a vacation trip, take you know the girls and go
I didn't
to Pittsburgh.
Say that.
My big problem with Pittsburgh is they say Ewens. And we say y'all, they say Ewens, and I'm just out on that. You lose me on Ewens.
Pittsburgh and Cleveland have rebounded well, though, because Cleveland was mistaken by the lake. And look, sports franchises and sports stadiums have a lot to do with it. And all of a sudden, they had three brand-new stadiums in Cleveland, and they built like little kind of hip areas around those stadiums, and Cleveland bounced back. PNC Park. Along with Heinz Field.
Beautiful baseball.
Yeah. Right there on the waterfront with the bridge in the outfield. It's helped to rebound Pittsburgh as more than an armpit.
Also, I would say it's either a football or a hockey town. Penguins are big in Pittsburgh.
Pens are big there, yeah. It's not Pittsburgh anymore.
No. Okay. All right, OU Mike wants to talk Texans Cowboys. OU Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys. I think the majority of the Houston, Texas fans, they just hate Eric's phone calls. And because he roots for the Cowboys, it looks like they hate the Cowboys. So
I was going to say, end it there, and you're playing it right,
now
Mike.
Now that is how you do
it,
OU Mike.
There.
I'm glad you're coachable. I'm glad you're listening to the coaching.
Bounced back strong.
Eric,
finally.
Eric bringing some fire. Oh, you Mike bringing some fire. I like it. This is good. All right, up next, Mark is a Cowboys fan and wants to talk about it. Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, love the show, man. Hey, here's my thing. So the real question is, when is it acceptable to be a Cowboys fan?
Never.
Because as a Cowboys fan, there's no win or lose. It seems like every time, if you celebrate your team, which you're supposed to do, you catch flack. And the second part of that is every decade, there's a bad team. As the Cowboys been mediocre for 20 years, I can admit that. I'm a realist Cowboys fan. But every decade, there's a bad team. Hell, the Saints didn't win a game for 56 years, the Super Bowl, whatever.
Mark.
Or maybe longer.
Mark.
Texans, yeah.
Have you ever talked trash to one of your buddies that's not a Cowboys fan about how great the Cowboys are?
You really want the truth?
Yeah, no, I want you to lie to me right now.
Because my Cowboys have been so inconsistent for 20 years. You can never.
But when they were good, whether you go back to the Roger Staubach days, or you're just talking about Aikman and Irvin and Emmett and all those guys, when you were on top of the world with Jimmy Johnson, come on, man, you were talking crap.
Now, during the 90s, I was a young man. So, yes, I was feeling good about my team.
Yep.
But at them days are dead and gone.
Mark.
I don't bring up. But history's history. You can't change it.
Mark.
You can't change it.
Mark.
As much as y'all guys want to, you can't.
Mark.
No, we don't want to.
When's the last time you said got rings? Like a week ago?
I don't use that argument. I really don't. I honestly don't.
Tell the
truth. I don't use that argument.
It was a week ago.
No, I swear, I'm telling you guys, I don't use that argument. But here's my
point. Can I point out something though, Mark? To give you an idea, like when we were just messing with you and talking, and then you're like, "Well, history's history. You can't change winning." Like that's the whole point that people are making about Cowboys fan.
Like, but what's the point of being a fan if you can't root for your team, bro? That's all.
No. I'm saying root for your team.
Where do you draw the line?
I'm saying root for your team, but you don't hear Rockets fans being like, "Hey, two championships, suck it, Mavs." Like the Rockets don't really. Rockets fans
well,
don't.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, but
if Jordan was around, you wouldn't even have them.
Hey, so you really shut your mouth, Mark. You shut your stupid cowboy mouth right
that
now.
That was great.
That's another conversation for another day.
Hang up on this idiot. Get him out of here. Now, anything
hilarious.
Else, Mark? Anything else before you go?
Bring the best out. And fellas, I like the show, man. Y'all are second to none competing with the Blitz, man. So y'all keep up the good
appreciate
work.
Appreciate that, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you so much. Yep. All right, before we get to this break, Nathan wants to talk about the most popular Houston sport. I swear if you say WNBA.
No, he's going to say the Dynamo.
No, you better not, Nathan. Nathan, what's up?
Orange Crush.
Dang, I really was going to say the comments. No, guys, I appreciate you taking my call. Joel, on Twitter this weekend, you said I need to go see the doctor because I was siding with Barry in his argument.
Yep, and you still need to.
I went this morning. He actually said it referred me to a psychiatrist because he said I was crazy for listening to either of you, and actually said the only sane person was producer Nick. So
appreciate
there you
that.
Go, Nick.
Fantastic.
No,
great
guys,
call.
But,
hang up on this guy. First of all, hold on, Nathan. So you were the guy. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Now, on Twitter, I made a proclamation. Kiki QT is going to go off this weekend. I said he will go off this weekend. He dropped one of his first passes. And what does Pac-Man Joel do immediately on Twitter? Hey, Barry, look at this. He dropped a crucial pass. And then Nathan's like, yeah,
I didn't say
dumbass.
That. I said great call.
Going off. Oh, dumbass. So both of y'all were piling on to me. And then look what happened.
I did it
Nathan,
because of what we've already talked about.
You hitched your wagon to the wrong hitch.
Every single time the Badgers or the Packers suck, I get a tweet from you. So I just had some fun and did that, and then I got that hole.
I went
all caps and went, you know what? Crap call.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Nathan, sorry. I just had to point
that
out.
Good call on Kiki. I want to talk about the popular sports in Houston. So it's the Astros, and it's not even close, to be honest with you. In the past 20 years, I mean, you look at it, let's just go back to 96, whenever the Oilers left. You know, we had a void there of, 5 years before the Texans played their first game. That coincided with the Astros, you know, some of the best years of Astros history up before last year of the Bagwell-Biggio, you know, 98 seasons and all that. So you had a following of Astros fans that just piled on during that time. Then you had the World Series runs and 2005 World Series appearance. What were the Texans doing? They were in the midst of losing a bunch of games, and Carr was getting sacked all around the place. You know, and if you look now, if you go into the grocery stores, what do you see? You see Astros hats, Astros shirts, jerseys. Very rarely do I actually see any Texans gear. I mean, maybe on a bumper sticker every now and then. I think a couple callers ago said that, hey, if you want to ask about Astros history, you know, you could talk Astros history with a lot of different fans here in Houston. But can you have that same conversation with about the Oilers or Texans even? I don't think so. So it's 1, 2, 3, Astros, Texans, Rockets, and the difference between or the space in between Astros and Texans is not even close in my opinion.
All right, man. Appreciate the call, Nathan. You're a smart guy, and Nick's not.
I disagree. Because I see...
Well, Joel's not either.
No,
look
I'm just
at
saying, for the one point that he brings up about the what you see on cars and at the grocery store and everything like that,
yeah, that's
man, nice. I see the logos of the Texans I daily see Texans all everywhere. Over the place. Yeah.
Oh, I see it in HEBs, bro. Like HEB, you see it at Randall's, you see it at Kroger, you see it at grocery, but places that are not supposed to be.
Massage parlors like Whole Foods.
Hold on. Right? Answer me this.
Huh.
How many Super Bowl rings do you see people wearing around town? All right, both y'all can suck it.
When are you going to bring some Cowboys and Indians?
I know. Dude, let me tell you my conundrum. I'm trying to get in shape.
You got a conundrum and we got phone balls.
Just bring the food for us.
And working out of Vortex,
but lettuce wrap.
Yeah, I still got to get my fix in some point. And we're talking about Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, 1901 Taft in Midtown. Do yourself a favor right now, and I'm not even playing with you. Right now, if you're driving, pull over. But pull up your Instagram account and go follow Cowboys and Indians on Instagram. It's CNI713 on Instagram. You talk about living up to the hype just by the pictures of the food alone. The food looks absolutely amazing. And guess what? It tastes absolutely as amazing as well. You're going to love this place, man. Like I said, 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. Go check it out. It's a fusion restaurant. It's Southern comfort and Indian food, and all of the food is absolutely delicious. Now, I will be the first to admit to you that I was not an Indian food fan. I had it a couple times, and I did not like it at all. But I got convinced to go to Cowboys and Indians and try some Indian food, and I fell in love with Indian food because it was actually good. And these recipes have been in Haas's family for years, and they've been passed down, and he's perfected them right there in the Cowboys and Indians kitchen. And he brings them to you. And so you get some of the best butter chicken in Houston. I had some kebabs that were outstanding the last time I was there because I'm always trying something new. And look, if you're not an Indian food fan or you're not feeling it, you don't need to get chicken curry. Get chicken fried steak. That's the beauty of Cowboys and Indians, that fusion menu. There's so many options for you. But do yourself a favor. Before you leave, get a slice of red velvet cake. Thank me later, but get that red velvet cake. If you get those non-quesadillas, it's a show favorite here. Tell them you listen to The Usual Suspects. They'll give you 20% off. Don't forget, trivia's at night. Is on Wednesdays. They've got TVs to watch games, full service bar with beers and wines and everything you could imagine if you want to hang out. And if you want to have it delivered, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub will bring Cowboys and Indians to your front door. 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI713 on Facebook and Instagram. Whatever you do, make sure you take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.